for the 8 Sundays at the Pentecost Gospel. Sometimes there's a little bit of confusion or doubt, because what it says, at the end of the Gospel it says, "And I say to you, make friends for yourself with the mammon of wickedness." Is the Gospel today telling us that we are to make friends with the wicked? Are we supposed to be friends with those who slander, with the robbers, with the murderers, with those of the world? Is that what the Gospel is telling us today? No, the Gospel is not telling us to make friends with the world. But rather, the Gospel today is telling us, see how the wicked men of the world work so hard for the things of this world. See how much effort they put forth to achieve their evil desires and evil ends. How much more should we work for our supernatural end? If we see how people in the world, they work so hard for something that's going to eventually pass away, how much harder should we work? How much harder should we work for that which will never pass away? That is our eternal salvation. How important it is for us to do our very best, to work hard in our spiritual life, to do what is necessary to save our soul. Almighty God is not asking any of us to do anything extraordinary. What does it mean to be a good Catholic? What does it mean to save our soul? It is not required of us to work miracles. It's not required of us to prophesize the future. But rather, it's required of us to do our very best to live a good Catholic life. Consider in the Gospel, we read of the unjust steward. Why was the steward unjust? What happened? Well, the master called the unjust steward to make an account of his deeds, of his work. What was going to happen is this steward was going to be fired. He was going to be let go because he squandered the wasted the goods of his master. So this unjust steward is thinking, I'm going to lose my job, and I'm going to have to find work elsewhere. But I'm not able to dig, and I feel ashamed to beg. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to work and do things now to try to secure my future. And what did he try to do? Is he called the debtors, or those who owed money to his master? He called them in, and he asked them first, how much do you owe my master? And he said, I owe him 100 jars of oil. The unjust steward told him, sit down and write 50. Another one came and says, how much do you owe my master? And he says, I owe him 100 norms of wheat. And the unjust steward told him, sit down and write that bond for 80. He was trying to make friends, so that way when he lost his stewardship, that his friends would take him in. What wickedness, what planning and scheming he put forth in trying to secure for his life here and now. In our spiritual life, we should recognize that it's going to take work to get to heaven, that it's going to take effort, and that we should be ready and willing to put forth that effort, put forth that energy in order to achieve that end. I got to meet many people over the years in different walks of life, in different areas, both Catholic and non-Catholic. And I remember when I was still working at 3M some years ago, I was talking to a co-worker. We were in Minneapolis at the time, and it was during a 2-week training period. And I was speaking to this person. They weren't Catholic, and in fact, I don't know if they believed in God at all. But they were telling me about how much they had to do to get to the point where they were. They had to go through the college and the schooling in order to get a position where they were at. But also, most importantly, they were telling me about their future plans. They had it all figured out, that they were going to work in that particular role as an engineer for a couple of years, and then after that they were going to move on to this position and that position, and they were going to need to do this and that, and they would have the whole thing figured out. They knew exactly what they wanted in this life, in this world, and then when they get to the end, that would be their success. But my dear friends in Christ, we know that success in this world doesn't come from the temporal things that we have. Success doesn't mean having a lot of money in the bank account. Success in this life is that relationship, that union with God in our hearts. That's what true success is. And it starts by living a good Catholic life. It starts by doing our very best to practice the Catholic faith every day. First and foremost, how serious we should take praying our prayers every day. Your prayers, morning and night, the rosary, and prayers throughout the day like the Angelus. How valuable are those in helping to keep your focus on heaven? How valuable are those in helping you to navigate the cross? world an end in itself. We should not work as an end in itself. Work is a means to an end. And what is that end? That is the helping of our, taking care of ourselves. Work is a means to help take care of our family, provide for our future. So that means we need to keep everything in its proper place. And praying our daily prayers helps us to do that. Another thing that is very important that we do as devout Catholics is wear the scapular of our Blessed Mother. Our Blessed Mother gave St. Simon Stock the scapular in 1251, and she promised that anybody who dies wearing the scapular will not suffer the eternal fires of hell. What a joy, what a consolation is that to us, to know that if in life we wear our Blessed Mother's scapular devoutly, if we kiss that scapular morning and night when we dress and when before we go to bed, if we do our best to always keep that scapular on, our Blessed Mother is going to have a special protection over us. She's going to watch us and have a special care for us. That is something that should encourage us, should strengthen us, and make us very happy and joyful. I have to tell you a short side story about the brown scapular. We have one resident at a nursing home now in Omaha. Her name is Sharon. And Sharon is handicapped, so she's not able to walk. And she's been in the nursing home there for maybe 10 or 15 years. But so I contact her and I talk with her almost every day as she doesn't have many people to speak with there. And she's always asking for scapulars. She's like, Father, I need more scapulars. And I tell you, there are times when I'm on the road and I'm hundreds of miles from Omaha and I get the phone call, Father, I need more scapulars. Or Father, I broke my scapular. Or, Father, I lost my scapular. I call her the patron saint of losing things because she loses her scapular, she loses her rosaries. And actually, she actually lost her dentures too. She lost her teeth. I mean, it's crazy what she loses. Her patron saint is St. Anthony. But the point is in regards to the scapular, it's so very important that we wear our scapular every day and wear it devoutly. When Sharon calls and I'm a long ways away and she needs a scapular, I'll call Father Warhoff or call Father Sanctus from Omaha and see if they can take some scapulars down to her. Because not only does she wear the scapular, but she gives the scapular out to other Catholics who are living in the same nursing home. She gives the scapular out to other Catholics who are nurses there in the nursing home. What a great way that she is being able to help in the salvation of souls. My dear friends in Christ, it's important that we do our very best to live a devout Catholic life. We should be praying our prayers every day. We should be doing our very best to offer up our daily work, our daily duty, as a sacrifice and act of love to Almighty God. We should be wearing the scapular of our Blessed Mother. Also, we should be doing our best to receive the sacraments often. If we have an opportunity to go to Mass during the week, we should take advantage of it. Because how many blessings, how many graces do you receive when you get to go to Mass? We know that the Mass is the renewal of the sacrifice of Calvary. It has an infinite value. So when you make it a point, when you make that sacrifice and make it to an extra Mass during the week, Almighty God blesses you. Almighty God rewards you and guides you. For we know that a Catholic who is truly doing their best to live a good Catholic life, God gives them a peace of soul. They are truly happy. For the men of this world, or for those worldlings, as they're called, they seek after the things of this world. They seek after the goods of this world. But their hearts will always be restless. That individual I told you about whom I worked with for some time, I haven't followed up with them. I don't know where they're at or what they're doing. But I can assure you, I can tell you that as long as they set their heart on the things of this world alone, they're never going to have peace. Even though if they reach that high position in the company that they were seeking, they're still going to have a lack of peace of soul. Because once they reach that high position, now there's going to be a fear of losing it. So they're never going to have that peace of soul. But for us, my dear friends in Christ, our peace of soul comes from that union with God in our hearts, from knowing that we're living a good Catholic life by the help of our Blessed Mother. And the last thing I want to mention is that each and every one of us are going to have to make an account of our stewardship after we leave this life as well. When we die, Almighty God is going to ask us, make an account of your stewardship. What have you done with the gifts and the talents that I have given you? What have you done with the children that I have given you to you? As a child, were you obedient to your parents? Did you listen? Did you learn your prayers well? Did you study in school? Did you get your homework done? Almighty God wants you hard to stay on the straight and narrow. But pray and have a special devotion to our Blessed Mother and to our scapular, to the rosary, which shall protect you and guide you, especially for the most important decision, which will be your vocation in life. Your vocation in life is so important, whether God calls you to the single life, whether God calls you to the married life or to the religious life. We should be ready and willing to work and do what's necessary to pursue that vocation. Look at the men of the world. Look at this unjust steward. How much they were ready to work in order to achieve their wicked end or their end of this world. How much should you as young adults be ready and willing to work and sacrifice for the fulfillment of your vocation, for the pursuit of your vocation? It oftentimes happens though when we get comfortable at home and we don't want to leave home. I know that's normal, but at some point you have to ask yourself, what is God calling you to do? Where is he calling me? What is the work that God wants me to do in this life? And let us rest assured that after we pray and ask for help, that God will guide us in his time. So let us make sure, my dear friends in Christ, whether you're a child listening at home, a young adult, or even a parent, grandparent, we are all going to have to make an account of the stewardship after we leave this life. And what better joy, what greater joy, I should say, will be ours when we have to make that account if we know that we did our best to live a good Catholic life? What greater joy will be in our heart to know that I spend my life for God? I try to do my very best every day, day in and day out, to do the little things well, to pray my prayers, to do my very best to offer up my daily duty, my daily work, to keep the commandments, to receive the sacraments often. Those are going to be your consolation in the time of judgment. Those will be our consolation in the time of judgment. I also ask you to pray for our priests and our religious brothers and sisters, because they too will have to give an account of their stewardship. And they have a very heavy account to give, because as the priests, the sisters, and the brothers, they are responsible for you. So God's going to ask them, where are your spiritual children? Did you visit the sick? Did you go after that lost sheep who really needed your help at that time? Did you make that sacrifice? Did you bring the sacraments to the people? So our priests and our religious, they have a very heavy account to give as well after they leave this world. So pray for them. Pray for them just like you pray for your children and your grandchildren, just like you pray for our family members, that we can all do a good job of fulfilling our stewardship here. My dear friends in Christ, this life is a test. For each and every one of us, God knows how much time is left in the test. But if we do our best to live a good Catholic life, take our Catholic faith seriously, and do our best to practice it every day, Almighty God is going to reward us and help us. Remember to have recourse to our Blessed Mother, and especially wherever scaffold developing every day. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.